Good morning. Welcome to a little morning routine. This roughly replicates my routine every morning. If you're listening to this, try to listen to it the same time, each time. This is really helpful for your body's circadian rhythm. It also helps you know when you should go to bed, because when you get tired tonight, if you've been going to bed and waking up around the same time each day, when you get tired, tells you when you should be sleeping to get the optimal amount of sleep. Listen to my voice. You're alert. You're awake. You're following. You can hear me. And every word I say is intended to help you get off to this good start. A day with a start. Incredibly nourishing for yourself. At least I find it so. I hope you will too. It's all right to be comfortable. And if you've sat up or stood up, which I may have instructed you to do at some time or another, lay down. For this next bit, you should be laying down. It can be on a couch, or it can be back in the bed you got up out of. Lay down. And then, you can close your eyes or leave them open. Whatever helps you focus more. I trust that since I'm here and you're listening to my voice, you'll stay awake, even if a little zoned out. It's all right to go deep and do the trance thing. But just remember, this is the beginning of a good day. So, laying there, I want you to do something for me. It's a particular type of breathing. It's been studied. Breathing's often implicated in trance, so, well, hopefully you know how. In this case, I'm going to ask you to take a long breath in through your nose, long and deep. These first few will just be for practice. Of course, if you practice every time, that's fine. And you'll know your progress by how well you seem to feel like you match up. Long, deep breaths in through your nose until you fill yourself. First, fill your belly. Slow, deep, long, and then fill your sides, your ribs, like filling out the gills of a fish. Fill your body, and when you're completely full, begin to let the breath out through your nose. Slowly through your nose, slowly, but completely until you are empty. This is the three-part breath. It's been studied. Helps invigorate you at the start of the day. Both subjectively and, I think, objectively. I mean, you're spending time thinking about your breathing, being in the moment. Long, deep breath in through your nose until your belly fills. And then until your ribs fill out like the gills of a fish. Until you're completely full. And then slowly exhaling also through your nose. Emptying yourself slowly but surely until no air remains. And then you start the whole process back up. Doing a certain number of these in the morning can really invigorate. Doing them with that little hypnotic thrill you get from my voice 10 and 9, 8 and 7. That adds something more to mellow it out. Remember, hypnosis is an active, focused process. It involves concentration. And so we'll begin your breathing in a slow, steady way. I'll count them off, but everyone's different. Your breaths might be deeper and longer, or shallower and shorter, by a little bit. But the experience is mostly the same. And every morning, I lay there and I do about 10 of these, before I get out of bed when my alarm goes off. So you might want to try that. Your alarm goes off, you might have to get up to turn it off, and then you can lay back down and do your 10 breaths, and progress into your day. Energized, vitalized, and ready. I'll walk you through it, and then at the end, I'll give you a little reminder, a little reinforcement, and a small assignment to help really progress your day. At first, you might think there's minimal benefit here, but trust me, do it reliably, and I think you'll notice. Okay, it's time to get started for today. Take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose until your belly fills up, until your ribs expand, until you're completely full of air, and then let it go slowly through your nose, letting it out slowly but surely until you're emptied. And then begin again when the first is done. Long, slow breath in through your nose until your belly fills, your ribs expand. And then slowly let it out through your nose, emptying yourself, emptying out everything else. And that's a second. A third. Long, slow breath in through your nose, knowing that your own pace will be your own, but it will be right for you. Long, deep breath in through your nose till your belly fills, your ribs expand. And when it's full, you just let it out again through your nose, slow but steady, letting it all out till you're emptied. A third, and then you breathe in again. This is the three-part breath. Just keep doing them on your own. Breathing in through your nose till your belly fills with air, then till your ribs expand. Then breathe out through your nose till you're emptied, and resume again. Instead of holding, there is only a cycle of breath. Deep, constant, to the fourth and the fifth. Keep doing these until you've done 6 to 10. Although it's all right to keep doing them until I'm done. The longer, the more soothing it might be. There's plenty you can do. Plenty you can add to your routine. But beginning each morning with this instruction and exaltation to awaken, practice a little breathing, and do another small assignment I'll give you at the end. It creates routine. It creates a real sense of progress, cycularity, beginning day after day, moving from one to the next, like the three-part breath of in through the nose, until you fill yourself up, and then until your ribs expand and you've breathed as deep as you can, and then out through your nose, right away, but steady and slow, a system of in and out. Cycling and rotating forward through the motions, each breath moving you into a state of relaxed but poised energy. It is an energizing process, different from many deep breathing meditations. And when you have completed enough of these breaths to feel like it is time to move on, I'll give you a small assignment that can begin your day with an increased bit of energy. Listen, breathe. When you've done enough of those deep cyclical breaths, you can just lay there for a little bit, feeling the awareness, because you did have to think about your breathing and about my words, moving through this cycle of peaceful, soothing, but energetic and forward-focused thought. A way to begin your day with routine, and with self-improvement. In that vein, listen to what I propose now. You have sought out breath. You've breathed in deeply enough that you're able to focus and follow those long breaths in through your nose, filling your belly, then expanding your ribs, then breathing out through your nose until you're empty. Those can help energize you. But the body is more than the breath, more than the environment, more than turning your keen attention to me the moment you awaken and letting that pattern reign. Your breath, your mind, your body, they could use some energy. When you rise, when you raise yourself up, go somewhere where it is bright It can be sunlight, a sun lamp, or just turn on the lights in your house. And then, I'd like you to do a little exercise. You can eat something first, if you need to. Your pattern is to awaken, to listen here as I help you awaken, help you breathe, remembering long, slow breaths in through your nose, expanding your belly, then your ribs outward like the gills of a fish, then breathing out once you have filled yourself completely, through the nose, slow, and out, until you're emptied. But the other task, go somewhere there is light, and then, even if it's only very, very gentle exercise, walking in place, or find a yoga or a Tai Chi video online. In the same way the yoga breaths are a product of research, but also a pleasant, almost formulaic addition to your morning routine, reinforced by hypnotic desire and linkage to my voice. Exercising in the same way, in a brightly lit place, as soon as you truly rise from your bed. This has been researched. It'll add some energy to the rest of your day. So first, you do awaken. Then I help encourage you to take those long, slow breaths in through your nose, filling your belly, filling until your ribs seem to expand, then breathing out as soon as you have filled yourself utterly, letting the breath steadily and slowly leave you. Always moving forward through the cycle of breath. Instead of holding, you breathe in, and when you have fully breathed in, you breathe out. You are always either breathing in or breathing out. And you rise, and you move forward, allowing the kinetic energy to take you, the energy of waking and breathing, following and learning. Find a place with bright light, and do even basic exercise. Only you know your schedule. 5 minutes is enough. 20 minutes is ideal. Get some exercise in your system, even very light exercise, under bright lights. Your body's systems will begin to awaken. These are all steps for a routine start to the morning. Awaken when you are supposed to. When your alarm is gone or there are no other distractions, lay in a comfortable place, laying down. Begin your breathing. 6 or 10 of those long, slow breaths in through your nose, filling your body utterly, followed by breathing out. That's enough. And when you've done it, your assignment is simple. An echoing hypnotic reminder. Go somewhere with bright light. Choose an exercise. It's okay to vary it. Again, not only do you know your schedule best, but your capabilities as well. Yet, if you stick to the same set of exercises semi-routinely, it'll help build that sense of continuity, of habit, like the habit of waking, the habit of deeply breathing in that cyclical way, in the habit of making trance part of every morning wake-up, adding on, supplementing, enhancing, improving your morning, and giving you something to do immediately, an immediate command that gets you on the right track for an energized day. The breathing, the light, exercise and movement in the flow of self, directing your attention outward to the day to come, knowing that, as you move through it, the traces of even this very basic hypnotic reminder will be there. And whenever the need for a calming, restful moment arrives, whether it's during our trance play together, or just in your days, you can always do one of those deep cyclical breaths. And they do lead so naturally into another, and another. The deep breathing in through your nose till you're filled up, then the slow breathing out once you are full, and in and out, cycling and shifting through forward momentum. Your breath fades into the background when it is unnecessary. But when you are first rising, that effort to store your energies, to get yourself moving, to add a routine which affirms the contract between you and your body, then you will move. You will go forward through the steps and paces. You will find your way through the day with greater energy. If you do those few breaths once you wake up, laying down, then go somewhere bright, and go through even the most basic exercise, affirming in your mind that you are in the moment. You are present. You are aware and mindful of the space around you. These affirmations are things your mind can exercise, can understand, can recognize. This is more than just me adding things on top of it. Your body awakens under bright light. Exercising immediately impresses the necessity of giving you motion, giving you energy. It's a kind of positive chemical conditioning, a biological truth that exists independent from any hypnotic command. Likewise, the yoga breathing on its own, those long breaths in followed by breathing out, the circular three-part breath, that has benefits, even if I hadn't been inviting you to do it with my voice encouraging you and my presence here alongside you when you wake. You could have stumbled upon each of these small practices, the breathing, the waking at the right time and in the same way, the light and the exercise, quite on your own. And breath and light would still have done something, because these are actual, biological elements of your waking and living process. If you breathe deep, 6 or 10 of those long cyclical breaths, your day will be better. If you exercise under lights immediately afterward, once you've gotten up, for 5 to 20 minutes, exercise. That will also add on energy, vitality. There are many things you can do to improve your sleeping and waking routine, but the simple addition of breath and light-focused suggestion, yes, perhaps reinforced in my voice and by my will, well, that simple fact adds on. It stacks on top of the real and tangible benefits of doing that methodical cycle of deep breathing and exercising under lights right away. Feel these ideas in your head. You recognize that there is something of routine, something of reality, a reality that could benefit you to each of these things, each of these ideas and additions. When you first wake each morning, it's all right to stand up, turn off the alarm, maybe even stretch, because there is a little bit of physical activity involved in that deep cyclical breathing. Then you lay down, best if you do it in the laying position, and breathe in long and deep through your nose, filling yourself completely with air till you feel your belly rise. Feel your ribs expand like the gills of a fish till you are full of air in every way. And then, when you know that fullness, you immediately begin breathing out, also through your nose, also slow and methodical, until you are completely empty. Create a mindful world where you are aware of what is around you, and your breathing is either in or out. The positive, circular, three-part breath. Do it 6 to 10 times, or do it for a little longer if you find it soothing and energizing. But once it's done, slide to your feet. Feel free to think of it as an assignment, both parts. Go, find some lights. Brighter lights will help you awaken. Sunlight's helpful, but a lamp or the brightest room you have access to can help. Do some light exercise. 20 minutes ideally, 5 minutes if needed. Do what you can, and you'll notice. And when you do notice the little improvements to your day, you can hearken back to this deep, instructional experience. Incorporate it. Use it. Live by it. and improve.